So I'm here today with Sandra, who's another member of the Head Start team, another SMJ, and I'm just going to interview her as another young Londoner about her opinion on the Olympics and how it's changed her and how she expects it will go and how she incorporates her writing and her interests through her blog and other aspects. So, hi Sandra, do you want to introduce yourself?
Okay, hi, I'm Sandra Townsend. I have a blog, sandralikes.wordpress.com, and I'm an SMJ with Head Start.
Brilliant. And just tell me some of the stuff you write about on your blog.
Well, I would describe my blog as sort of where biomedical sciences meets culture. So I like to talk about a lot of science stories and also normal cultural stories and look at sort of the science spin or the biology spin to it.
And have you come up with any interesting stories?
Well,
that's like gone viral or anything like that. Yeah.
Well, none of my stories have gone viral yet, but I hope they're quite interesting. I mean, at the moment, I'm working on a story about doping and sort of about the banned substances, how a lot of them are everyday substances that you encounter and what happens when you're an athlete and you can't take your asthma pump anymore.
Mm, yeah, that's... And so you know a lot about the science behind it all with your degree in biomedical sciences. So I was just wondering as a sort of... Because you're also a writer. You've written stuff for TV dramas and reading scripts and stuff like that. So I was wondering how you incorporate the two and then maybe through your blog as well and then maybe in with the Olympics.
Well, it's quite easy to combine the two because if you spend a lot of time in hospitals around sick people or in labs, there's so many stories that come out of just, if you think about it, like human beings in general are just made up of cells that are tiny. And out of that, there's a whole story from that. So I guess that's sort of how I incorporate things. From the writing side of things, it's just fun. And I think every day we tell stories, no matter what we're doing. Even when you tell your friend what happened to you when you went down the park or when you went to the pub or whatever, it's a story. So, yeah.
And the whole doping side to the Olympics, I did a... I interviewed a young athlete who was a Paralympic swimmer, and she goes through all the doping tests, and she even has someone sit on her as she, like, urinates for the sample and stuff like that.